I wonder if you're feeling the weight of this passage, this narrative of Jesus' death. Over this last week, as I've been meditating and dwelling upon this, felt the real heaviness as we work through this. We're going to focus in on one part in particular, which will open up the rest to us. You might see there in verse 14 in your Bibles. And Pilate says to the Jews, "Behold your king." This can feel weighty and heavy. What I want to say is, don't turn away. Don't divert your eyes. Don't fast forward through this to the empty grave. Because listen to Pilate, he's saying, "Behold your king." And look at what we learn about our king here. Our king was betrayed by one of his own, by Judas. Our king was denied three times by Peter, one of his own. Jesus was rejected by the Jews, even when they were given an opportunity to release him. Jesus was flogged with a whip which ripped through his back. Jesus was mocked with a crown of thorns, piercing his forehead. Jesus, our King, was hit by these soldiers on the face. Jesus, our King, was crucified on the cross, hands nailed and pierced through, feet nailed and pierced through, hanging there in agony. And so we hear Pilate's words, "Behold." Confront the suffering of our King. Confront the ugliness of what he went through. But consider the irony of this situation. Pilate here, a Gentile, not one of the people of God. He is one of the ones that actually recognizes who Jesus truly is, the King. Jesus, who we see repeatedly announced as not guilty, is traded with Barabbas, a man whom all knew was guilty. See the irony as Pilate claims that he has authority over Jesus. Yet Jesus has repeatedly said only he has authority to lay his life down. Only he has ultimate and cosmic authority. Yet he stands before one who says he has authority over him. Jesus, who is the true judge, the one who will judge in righteousness, stands under the judgment of those who reject him. And maybe the greatest irony, maybe the greatest surprise of all, is that Jesus, earlier in this gospel, says that this hour of ignominy, this hour of suffering, is actually his hour of glory. One of the early church leaders put it like this. He said, for our Lord, when he was born man, was condemned in order that he might show mercy, was bound in order that he might loose, was seized in order that he might release, died in order that he might give life, was laid in the grave that he might raise from the dead. Behold the irony. Behold the surprise. Behold the crucified king. For you see, it is from the ugliness that beauty blossoms. It is from this violence that peace conquers. It is from his death that life flourishes. Earlier in this account in the Gospel of John, Jesus foretells that he would be lifted up on the cross. That word for lifted up is also the word to exalt, to magnify. And here is the paradox. Here is the shock of this passage, of this gospel, of the mission of Jesus. You see, the cross was not just a tool for torture. It was not just a means of murder. The cross was meant to shame. The cross was meant to humiliate. And it's through the humiliation of Jesus on the cross that he is exalted as the true king who liberates his people. Jesus talked earlier in the gospel where he talked about himself being lifted up on the cross. And he said that any who behold him, any who believe in the one who is lifted up on the cross, they will live. The first time in this gospel where we see the word behold is where John says of Jesus, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And so we hear the words of Pilate here. And it's the summons for all of us to look and live. For all those who behold Jesus and believe that he is the crucified king will live. That is why we are called to take time to fix our eyes on him. Because it is only through his suffering, through his death, that he brings life to his people. So don't turn away. Behold your king. Let's pray briefly together before we sing our next song. Heavenly Father, as we see the brutality of the cross, as we see the cruelty of humanity, as we see this injustice, let us understand the seriousness of what happened, but the beauty and the depth of your love for your people. Heavenly Father, who would give your one and only Son to die in our place, to be pierced and crushed for our transgressions. Let us see him. Let us behold him and find life in him. Amen.